It is 7:28 at AM 930 WEOL. Bruce Van Dyke along with Matt Douglas. And joining us on the phone this morning from Ford is Brian Ratzberg. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys.
The auto show's coming to Cleveland, and you've got some good news for folks who work for Ford in Cleveland. Tell me about this investment that's taking place at the Cleveland Engine Plant.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time here in Cleveland, especially for Ford. We are announcing this morning that we will be building the second generation of the 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine here at the Cleveland Engine Plant. So, very exciting time. It's a $145 million investment and creates about 150 new jobs. So, very exciting.
Where does the EcoBoost end up, the engine?
So, the new one will debut in the F-150 later this fall, and there'll also be a high-output version that will be available exclusively in our off-road version of F-150, the Raptor.
And why do you think the investment was made? What's the future of this type of an engine in the plant itself?
Well, the popularity of the EcoBoost brand of engines has been very exciting. Matter of fact, in 2015, we sold almost a million EcoBoost-equipped engines across the Ford portfolio, and it's what customers want. It's improved performance, smaller displacement, and ultimately better fuel economy. So an F-150 is doing exceedingly well. It was a perfect opportunity to expand and introduce a new engine here at the Cleveland Engine Plant.
And this, of course, then brings a little bit more of affordability for the gas mileage, that sort of thing, related to trucks, which a lot of times people think are incongruous.
Yeah, absolutely. And the premise behind EcoBoost is it allows you basically to get the performance out of a larger displacement engine. So, for example, moving down from a V8 to a V6, you get improved performance and, of course, improved fuel economy. So, and nowadays, that's what the customer is looking for, especially in trucks.
Right, exactly. The Ford F-150 Raptor. Tell me a little bit about this vehicle.
Well, very exciting time. We'll be introducing the all-new Raptor later this fall. It will be made of high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy, just like the F-150 and the all-new Super Duty. And that allows us to save about 500 pounds and reinvest some of that weight savings into a beefier frame, which is very important for an off-road truck. And it will be the first version of an F-Series truck with a 10-speed transmission.
So there's a lot of improvements made, and that's the way you stay ahead of the game, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's why we've been the best-selling truck for 39 years.
Sounds great. Brian Ratzberg with Ford, thanks for sharing the great news this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.